The president speaking in Ohio today about retirement and pandemic relief. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. President Biden talking about his plans for rising inflation and fears of recession, along with some challenges.
The third reason I ran was to unify the country, to unify it. That's been the harder part of it right now. No, I'm serious, because we've become so divided.
Critics say his agenda came from progressive Democrats and it's not unifying Republicans and Democrats. A side note from the White House indicating communications director Kate Bedingfield is leaving later this month. She's been a trusted aide since the Obama administration. As charges are filed against the suspected shooter at a July 4th parade outside Chicago, a report released today on the Uvalde school shooting says an armed officer saw the gunman enter the school but did not shoot because he was waiting for permission from a supervisor. The report is another damning assessment of police failure to act on opportunities that could save lives. The report says some of the 21 victims at Robb Elementary likely could have been saved. 19 of those victims were children. Looking at the markets, some green in the major indices.
A choppy trading session with stocks closing higher after minutes from the Federal Reserve's June policy meeting signaled another interest rate increase of 50 or 75 basis points is likely to combat hot inflation. Tech and utilities were among the biggest gainers while energy companies lagged as oil prices continue to slump. And shares of Uber and DoorDash fell on news that Amazon agreed to take a stake in Grubhub in a deal that will give Prime subscribers a one-year membership to the food delivery service. The Dow winners, United Health Group, Apple, and Microsoft. The Dow decliners, Chevron, Goldman Sachs, and Amgen. The Dow up 70 points, the Nasdaq up 40, S&P 500 up 14.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
A plan to keep baby formula on the shelf in the U.S.
The Food and Drug Administration is working on a plan to help overseas companies temporarily allowed to ship baby formula to the U.S. meet requirements to keep selling in the country beyond mid-November. The FDA says it plans to issue further guidance in September, adding the need to diversify and strengthen the U.S. infant formula supply is more important than ever.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. Police in Richmond, Virginia say a tip to one of their precincts last week prevented a planned mass shooting on July 4th.
The chief of police in Richmond, Virginia says a hero citizen overheard a conversation about a mass shooting planned for the 4th of July at the city's Dogwood Dell Amphitheater and called the cops. That day, they went to a man's house, and after they saw what was inside, they arrested Julio Alvarado Dubon for being a non-U.S. citizen in possession of a firearm.
They seized two assault rifles, one handgun, and 223 rounds of ammunition.
Chief Gerald Smith says they then put a second suspect under surveillance and were only able to arrest him Tuesday after the 4th. Roldan Balacarcel was also arrested for being a non-U.S. citizen in possession of a firearm. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
There's a new billionaire atop the Forbes list. Fox's Monica DeLuca.
Rihanna has become America's youngest self-made female billionaire.
Please don't stop the music.
The 34-year-old singer and businesswoman recently hit the $1.4 billion net worth mark. This milestone pushes Rihanna to the top spot, taking the title from Kylie Jenner, who's no longer considered a billionaire by Forbes, and now ranks number 41 on the list. Most of Rihanna's earnings came from her cosmetic company, Fenty Beauty, which she founded in 2017. She also co-owns a Fenty lingerie brand and Fenty skincare brand.
I'm Ann Carrick, and this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.